Hare Krishna. So before I head off to Budapest, some short answers to a few questions. Ravi Talsanya asks about the soul, that the soul's in the heart. What happens when someone gets a heart transplant? So does the soul move along with the heart, or is it just in the location of the heart and it's not directly connected? So yes, that's the answer. Srila Prabhupada was asked that same question. He gave the answer that the heart is like a seat, a chair that you sit on, and if you take away that chair and give another chair, then the soul will sit in that chair. Now, in addition to that, the important thing that directs the movement of the soul is karma. Karma no daiva netrina. So according to one's destiny, that is where the soul will go. In this case, right, a person has died. He's left in his will that he's willing to donate his heart to someone who really is in dire need of one. And so he's already departed in theory, because I'll come back to this. But the other person is alive, so when that heart is taken out and the person who's receiving the new heart, then the soul steps out of that heart and steps into the area of the new heart, provided that that's both of their karma. But it may be that the person who's died has actually left the body, but he's still hovering about as a ghost, and it's his karma to also enter that other body. It's possible that he may. And the other variables are that the person who's receiving the new heart, he may stay with that heart, or his karma may be to actually leave, in which case you may have a different person within the same body in the course of a transplant. These are some of the alternatives that karma can dictate, because it's the karma that's going to determine what happens. The other question, or another question, is from a Falgu Das Gupta. He says, let me know in which book and where it's recorded that Krishna froze time before he explained Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. I've not read that. In fact, I've never heard it. It's the first time I've heard of something like that. Did Krishna freeze time in order to speak the Bhagavad Gita? We know that Krishna does that. At the time of the Rasa dance, Krishna froze time for the gopis, and they experienced what appeared to them one night, but was actually a whole night of Brahma. So millions and millions of years went by. So Krishna can do that. If the question is, could have Krishna done that? If, for instance, the soldiers to both armies don't want to lose an hour, feeling anxious to lose an hour in the conversation, Krishna could have condensed that hour into a few moments. But whether he did or not, I've never heard such a thing, either from Srila Prabhupada, any commentary, or any other book. And the last question is from Bhakta Smith, and he says, I've been going to an English ISKCON temple, which I assume means a temple in England, for 2 years, which I really enjoy. However, I still smoke, play the lotto, drink tea and coffee, and don't always chant japa or read much. I also live with meat eaters, although I'm a vegetarian, but I so dearly wish to serve Krishna and take shelter of a spiritual master, but I'm stuck with what to do next. Please help. Well, Mr. Smith, you're doing the right thing. Bhakta Smith, you're doing the right thing. What you need to do is get a little more direct guidance and help from Vaishnavas. If they have a counselor system in the temple that you're going, see if you can get connected to that, so that you can receive direct guidance and get a little more strength. If they don't have, try to get more guidance and direction from a senior Vaishnava friend who can inspire you to chant japa steadily, to read regularly. And by doing that, the tendency for doing things like you mentioned, smoking and so on, that will decrease. And then as far as whether you're living with meat eaters, that seems to be more a circumstantial thing that is possibly resolvable. But always we should remember that the most important thing in order to build up our Krishna consciousness, to maintain it and to perfect it, is by association with advanced devotees. And association isn't an occasional thing. I'm very happy to answer a question that was asked about 2 months ago. But what you need is steady, regular association. And by that, you will actually get the strength, determination, and the courage to overcome those obstacles that are required to advance forward in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.